We're joined now by Republican Senator Rick Scott of Florida, who is in self-quarantine himself after being in the same room as a press secretary for Brazil's president who tested positive for COVID-19. Senator, welcome, and how are you doing? Are you feeling okay?
I'm feeling fine. I've never taken my temperature this many times. I'm generally at 97.5. I've never even hit 98.6. But I'm spending my time. I'm talking to mayors and police chiefs and sheriffs and hospitals and doctors, and you get lots of ideas from people about, you know, how we can beat the coronavirus and how we can keep our economy going.
What do you think of what California's Governor Gavin Newsom just did in California, issuing a statewide stay-at-home order? And do you think Florida should do the same?
Well, what I've been clear is one, federally, we need to close our borders. We've got to stop the risk of people coming in with coronavirus. You know, of course, you know, if you're a citizen and permanent resident, you can come. The next thing we've got to do is we've got to do what South Korea and Taiwan did. They create a robust testing system. So we've got to really push to get these testing sites up in every county, in every state in this country. And then we've got to streamline the process, and we've got to all understand we're in this together. So we have to self-quarantine.
Well, on the issue of testing, and you're right, South Korea has had a lot of success in dealing with coronavirus because of aggressive testing. Why hasn't the U.S. Been doing that at the same pace? We've known about the coronavirus for just as long as South Korea has.
Well, I've been talking about it for quite a while. In Florida, there's some places that are having a hard time getting swabs. Some places don't have enough test kits. So I think one thing about America is our healthcare system, it's a local delivery system. That's not a federal response. You've got to get everybody to coordinate their efforts. And then the federal response, they can help pay for things, and they can help make sure the supplies are there. So everybody's got to continue to figure out how to work together better and better every day.
What about Florida? You say that maybe it's not time, or maybe it is time to do what California has done. You're not going to take a position on that at this moment, but what have you thought when you've seen these images that have been circulating all over social media about people partying on the beach in Miami and other places in Florida and don't seem to worry about the risks of doing that?
Well, first off, it's irresponsible. It's stupid. It's selfish. We all have to understand that we've got to make sure we're not somebody that infects somebody else. And I love the beach like all of us do, but we can't all be in there as a group. You know, like I live in Naples, Florida. The county commission shut down the beach. You know, I think that was the right thing to do. But the other side, Jeremy, you see people doing the right things. You see the people that are going out and harvesting food. You see the truck drivers getting groceries to the store. You see both sides. And you see all these people going to work at the hospital, starting making sure they have everything. So there's some people you're very disappointed in, and there's people you're just thankful for.
Senator, I have to ask you about the news involving your colleagues. Republican Senator Richard Burr, according to ProPublica, sold off a lot of stock last month before the markets tanked and after he wrote a Fox News piece saying the U.S. was better prepared than ever for the virus. There are also reports that Republican Kelly Loeffler sold seven figures worth of stock after attending a Senate briefing on coronavirus. Should these senators resign?
Well, I mean, I don't know all the details, but I think all of us, I mean, if you run for office, you're expected, you know, to have pretty high standards. So you can't use your office or a crisis for your own personal benefit. So I think everybody ought to be focused on how we solve the problem. And that's why I've been very clear what we ought to do. But a decision about what they're going to do with their positions, you know, in America, we have elections. And so people will be held accountable for the decisions they make.
Have you sold any stock after being briefed on the virus?
No. I've been very.
Let me find.
You know, I've
yeah,
been
ahead.
Very concerned about this thing for quite a while, Jeremy. As you know, if you follow, I've been talking about this virus since it first started coming out, and trying to do everything I could to try to push people to get prepared.
Let me finally ask you, Senator, what you think of the bill that was unveiled by Mitch McConnell, the majority leader, that would send money to Americans. It could be worth more than $1 trillion. It also includes $50 billion for airlines. How do you feel about that bill at this moment?
Well, I want the main focus on the main problem. The main problem is the coronavirus. I also want everybody to understand that when we spend somebody's money, it is somebody's money. It is a taxpayer's dollars. So what I want to do is spend the money to where we help the people that are hurt. The hourly workers just lost their job or their hours went down. the small businesses that are getting hurt. I'm not interested in big business bailouts. I'm interested in helping the people that got hurt. Now, I think the way to do it is I've got one, you should use the existing unemployment system. You should also, if you want to get money to people quickly, you do like a 60-day moratorium on their rent, their mortgages. Then there's no, you don't have to go through some government bureaucracy that's going to get something out. What you do is you immediately give people some cash flow to help them through this crisis.
That is Senator Rick Scott, a Republican of Florida, in self-quarantine right now. Senator, we hope you continue to feel well, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy.